Welcome to Chapter 3, Power Supplies. There are 42 questions in this chapter. Number 1. When discussing a power supply, the blank resistance is equal to the output voltage divided by the total current drawn, including the current drawn by the bleeder resistor. Load. Number 2. The output capacitor in a power supply filter used to provide power for an SSB or CW transmitter will give better dynamic regulation if the output capacitance is increased. Number 3. When in normal load, the choke input filter will give the best regulated output. Number 4. What is one characteristic of a linear electronic voltage regulator? The conduction of a control element is varied in direct proportion to the line voltage or load current. Number 5. What type of linear regulator is used in applications requiring efficient utilization of the primary power source? A series regulator. Number 6. What is a three-terminal regulator? A regulator containing a voltage reference, error amplifier, sensing resistors and transistors, and a pass element. Number 7. What is the output waveform of an unfiltered full-wave rectifier connected to a resistive load? A series of pulses at twice the frequency of the AC input. Number 8. The regulation of short-term changes in the load resistance of a power supply is called dynamic regulation. Number 9. There are two types of filters in general use in a power supply. They are called choke input and capacitor input. Number 10. When using a choke input filter, a minimum current should be drawn all the time when the device is switched on. This can be accomplished by adjusting the bleeder resistance. Number 11. Filter chokes are rated according to inductance and current handling capacity. Number 12. The main function of the bleeder resistor in a power supply is to provide a discharge path for the capacitor in the power supply, but it may also be used for a secondary function, which is to improve voltage regulation. Number 13. In any regulated power supply, the output is cleanest and the regulation is best at the point where the sampling network or error amplifier is connected. Number 14. The output from a full-wave bridge rectifier circuit will appear to be the same as a full-wave center tap rectifier. Number 15. Full-wave voltage doublers use both halves of an AC wave. Number 16. A modern type of regulator which features a reference high-gain amplifier, temperature-compensated voltage sensing resistors and transistors, as well as a pass element is commonly referred to as a three-terminal regulator. Number 17. A full-wave bridge rectifier circuit makes use of both halves of the AC cycle. But unlike the full-wave center tap rectifier circuit, it does not require a center tapped secondary on the transformer. Number 18. In a half-wave power supply with a capacitor input filter and a load drawing little or no current, the peak inverse voltage, or PIV, across the diode can reach blank times the RMS voltage. 2.8. Number 19. In a series regulated power supply, the power dissipation of the pass transistor is directly proportional to the load current and the input-output voltage differential. Number 20. What are the two major ratings that must not be exceeded for silicone diode rectifiers in power supply circuits? Peak inverse voltage, average forward current. Number 21. The ripple frequency produced by a full wave power supply connected to a normal household circuit is 120 Hz. Number 22. How is remote sensing accomplished in a linear voltage regulator? A feedback connection to an error amplifier is made directly to the load. Number 23. In a regulated power supply, components that conduct alternating current at the input before the transformer and direct current before the output are fuses. Number 24. The advantage of the capacitor input filter over the choke input filter is a higher terminal voltage output. Number 25. Which of the following circuits gives the best regulation under similar load conditions? A full wave rectifier with a choke input filter. Number 26. For the same transformer secondary voltage, which rectifier has the highest average output voltage? Bridge. Number 27. Excessive rectifier peak current and abnormally high peak inverse voltages can be caused in a power supply by using the filter forming as series resonant circuit with the first choke and first capacitor. Number 28. What type of voltage regulator contains a voltage reference, error amplifier, sensing resistors and transistors, and a pass element in one package? A three-terminal regulator. Number 29. What is one characteristic of a switching voltage regulator? The control device is switched on and off, with the duty cycle proportional to the line or load conditions. Number 30. The regulation of long-term changes in the load resistance of a power supply is called static regulation. Number 31. In the design of a power supply, the designer must be careful of resistance effects because the ripple voltage can build up to a high value. The components that must be carefully selected are first choke and first capacitor. Number 32. In addition to an input voltage range, what are the important characteristics of a three-terminal regulator? Output voltage and maximum output current. Number 33. What type of linear voltage regulator is used in applications requiring a constant load on the unregulated voltage source? A shunt regulator. Number 34. The ripple frequency produced by a half-wave power supply connected to a normal household circuit is 60 Hz. Number 35. The dynamic regulation of a power supply is improved by increasing the value of the output capacitor. Number 36. In a properly designed choke input filter power supply, the filter capacitor will be about 9/10 of the AC RMS no load voltage across the voltage. Yet, it is advisable to use capacitors rated at the peak transformer voltage. Why is this large safety margin suggested? Under no load conditions and a burnt out bleeder, voltages could reach the peak transformer voltage. Number 37. In a regulated power supply, four diodes connected together in a bridge act as a rectifier. Number 38. In a regulated power supply, the output of the electrolytic filter capacitor is connected to the voltage regulator. Number 39. In a full wave center tap power supply, regardless of load conditions, the peak inverse voltage, or PIV, will be blank times the RMS voltage. 2.8. Number 40. When extremely low ripple is required, or when the voltage supplied to the load must remain constant under conditions of large fluctuations of current and line voltage, a closed-loop amplifier is used to regulate the power supply. There are two main categories of electronic regulators. They are linear and switching. Number 41. Why should a resistor and capacitor be wired in parallel with power supply rectifier diodes? To equalize voltage drops and guard against transient voltage spikes. Number 42. In a regulated power supply, a diode connected across the input and output terminals of a regulator is used to protect the regulator from reverse voltages.